Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What is our Eye on the Community program? Dan McGrath here, happy to have two gentlemen back in the studio with us talking about the Boys and Girls Club of Cathedral City. First of all, Scott Robinson. Scott, get back up there. Nice to see you again.
Well, great to see you. Thanks for inviting us.
And first of all, we had a short segment before. We got all kind of time to talk today. Imagine, let me get you back on the mic too. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good, good.
Imagine Mansour from Palm Springs Nissan.
Absolutely right. Now, Scott, let's get a little background on you in case people who haven't met you before. Talk about you, how long you've been in the Coachella Valley, what you do, and all that good stuff. I heard you were an angel out here.
You know, that was, I paid Doug Cracky to say that, but no, I'm actually a product of the organization, just like Mario Lopez.
That, you know, not to interrupt you, but I was going to say that seems like the pattern. People, when their kids get involved with it, and it just is almost a lifetime thing that you want to do.
Yeah. Well, I realized the impact that it had on my life as a child. I could have had a horrible childhood.
Sure.
But I actually lived across the street from my local Boys
wow.
and Girls Club. And so when my
where
parents,
was that? Where was
in Santa Monica, California.
There you go. Santa Monica.
And my parents would fight and it'd be mayhem. And they'd say, go to the club. And I ran over and I was nurtured and taken care of and safe. And it's something that I wanted to continue to provide for the kids of our
great.
Community. Yes.
They've been around a long time, haven't they, Boys and Girls Club? Yeah. It's one of the early – I remember, like, as a kid, I think about them and the YMCA. They were some of the early organizations that were really great with kids.
Yeah, and a lot of times kids just need opportunities. And, if you know, they're running the streets, they're maybe following the wrong leaders. And so the Y and our Boys and Girls Clubs in a valley, we're really blessed to have three great organizations.
Right.
Boys and Girls Clubs of Coachella Valley.
Right.
It has the clubs in the East Valley.
Right.
They do a great job. And our neighbors in Boys and Girls Club of Palm Springs, who also do a great job.
Sure.
And we all come under the umbrella of Boys and Girls Clubs of America. So here at Boys and Girls Club of Cathedral City, we get the same resources to try to provide these opportunities for kids. We just do it with a lot less money.
There you go. Now, I'm glad you said money. Do you have to pay to join? Is there a cost to come in? How's it work?
Yeah, so for our kids, we charge $40 for the month, and that includes transportation from their schools.
Wow.
For about a dollar a day,
yeah.
As working parents, you send your kids to school, we pick them up, we bring them to our club in a safe environment where they get to do their homework. There's leadership programs, health and fitness programs. And then we also feed them. So, I mean, for a dollar a day, it's unbelievable.
A wonderful bargain. So, where are you physically located, Scott, in Cathedral City?
We are on Whispering Palms Trail right off of Ramon Road. You can drive by it, and you'll see this blue building and not even realize it's the Boys
sure.
and Girls Club.
Yeah.
It's been there for over 20 years.
Wow.
And then it was a smaller version of that in the same location. 38 years we've been
wow,
there.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Imagine, let me get you in here. We'll talk with Scott a little bit more, but okay. How'd you get involved with this? Now, I know you personally had some involvement with your family, too. So
yes, we have three boys. All three of them volunteered for the Boys and Girls Club, so I love the organization. I'm envious of Scott here. I never was part of it, so this is my way of being a part of it now. So.
You know, Palm Springs Nissan does a lot for the community, and this is just one of the many things. So we thank you for that, for doing that.
Sure.
I know over the years, different things. The station's been involved, too, and Tim Esser is a good friend. He and I have been down at different events for his rides and whatever. So we appreciate you. Thank you for that. Go buy a car.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing everyone on the 27th of October.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Scott. Big event coming up, and Mario Lopez, we had you on the Friday Live a couple times, but he's an alumni, too, right?
He is an alumni, and one of the things we teach at all our Boys and Girls Clubs is about giving back to the community. And so first, Palm Springs Nissan, go on their website. You'll see all the amazing organizations that they help across the valley. So thank you, Majid, for that. And then Mario has Mario Cares. And he is a big supporter of Boys and Girls Clubs of America, Feeding America, DoSomething.org. You know, he's very... philanthropic related to at-risk and disadvantaged youth, bullying, education, family and parent support stuff, and challenging poverty issues to really help kids. So Mario is a prime example of Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, exactly.
Alumni.
A great example. You know, he's one of those people, you just feel like you know him. Even if you've never met him before, he just has that kind of a personality.
Yeah.
And terrific guy.
So he's going to be there.
Yeah,
he's going to be there on the 27th. There's going to be food and games and pictures with Mario. And so 11 a.m. till 3 p.m., as my friend Majid says, come early, stay late.
Sure.
And
I'm sure you'll have food and other fun stuff going on.
And I'm going to let Majid talk about the little money thing.
Oh, the little money thing. Go ahead, Majid. I'm interested.
Well, we have a money machine. You know, those stand, you get in them and the money flowing everywhere.
Everything blows around you. Sure.
So we have, we're not going to put real money. We'll put coupons for people to, you know, whether it's $10, $5, $1, we'll put some 50s and 100s in there.
Ooh.
And people can just grab that money. They can use it for service or anything at the store at Palm Springs Nissan.
It's going to be a terrific day. And have either one of you met Mario yet?
We have not.
You haven't met
neither
him
one
yet.
Of us have met him. We're excited. I'm going to stay as far away from him as possible. have you seen this guy?
Yeah,
he doesn't age. He doesn't age.
You know, that's funny you should say, because he kind of looks like a kid. I mean, he looks like at least a college kid. May not look it. But, you're right, he doesn't age. And he's done the extra program for a long time and does a lot of
great guy
things.
And Mario truly cares. And that's why we want to be we partnered up with him and Scott. And it's just going to be a great event.
It's going to be a great event. Scott, let me get you back on the mic. And thank you, Madge. What is if people walk in a typical Boys and Girls Club building, what do you see? What's in there? I've wondered myself. So what's going on?
Well, you're going to see short and tall.
Okay, a little bit of everybody. Sure.
Boys and girls and every shape and size and every color of the rainbow.
Sure. It's such how it should be.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's such an inclusive place. When you go, one of the things we talk about is that it's a place for kids to come and fit in. And maybe they're an outcast at school or they're not in the social cool group or whatever.
Yeah.
But when they come to the Boys and Girls Club, we help build their self-esteem. You know, our own personal philosophy is that each one of us has a gift inside.
Sure, everybody does.
And so helping the kids realize that, and then by all the opportunities that they get at the Boys and Girls Club, we help them kind of have that aha moment of their gifts and talents, and then we try to celebrate that. And when you're living life with the fact that you're searching for your gift, it's actually kind of a positive place. And
absolutely.
It's not so negative.
What's some of the programs kids can do when they're there? And is there an age limit on?
Sure. We are ages 6 to 18 years old.
Okay. Pretty much all your school years, high school, grade school, junior high school years. Yeah,
because we support for academic success. We have reading intervention programs. Mm-hmm. A lot of our kids are from Hispanic background, and English maybe a second language, and they need that additional help.
Sure.
So we have a reading specialist on staff that just works with these kids on reading.
Wow, terrific.
Yeah, and it's been phenomenal results with that. We have healthy lifestyles, and so we have an organic garden.
Oh, I like that.
And the kids get to get their hands dirty and grow stuff. And then, some of the stuff from radishes to pomegranates.
Wow.
Like, kids are like, what are these things?
Exactly. And if they actually get to pick them
and then eat them. And then we also have a culinary program. So many of the things, they go straight into the kitchen and cook. And so it's a lot about developing life skills that they'll be able to have for the rest of their life. And then one of the biggest things we do is about building good character and citizenship.
So important.
They may not all go to a secondary education, or they may not all become an astronaut or whatever it may be. But if we build good kids, you know, and that's where it's special for Mario to come back and give back to, you know, our local community like this, because he's role modeling good character.
Exactly,
And so then our kids see that, and then they want to give back to the community. And our kids last year, through giving back to the community, performed over 5,000 hours of community service.
No kidding.
Back to the community.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really proud of that.
It is awesome. You know, I think you always hear about the bad things, but you never, and there's so many good kids. There's so many good things. There always has been in every generation, mine, you guys, all of ours. And so that's just terrific what you do to highlight these great kids. And is there a limit on how many folks can show up, or how does it, like, no, a fast situation? Or?
Sure. When the biggest challenges are limitations on transportation, because we go to the schools and we have limited transportation to pick up all the kids. So we literally have waiting lists for the kids to get there.
Yeah.
And if we go to max attendance, then we just bring more
stuff. Mm-hmm, you know? Exactly.
And we're really proud because it's not childcare and babysitting.
It's
we're a youth development organization, and we really develop these youth to become successful.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have any kind of data on when the Boys and Girls Clubs began? Not just here in the Valley, but been around a long time.
Sure. It was actually, it's grown because it started as boys clubs.
Boys clubs, right.
Right. Sure. And it was a bunch of nuns that took in the hooligans off the streets. You know, but it was a great concept. It's let's get them off the streets and give them something to do, you know, and help teach them manners and guide them towards careers and things like that.
Exactly.
And so it's well over 100 years now that we've been doing it. Our local Boys and Girls Club is 38 years old.
30? And how long have you been there?
I've been there 13 years.
As
of yesterday.
So no, well, happy anniversary.
Someone pointed it out. I was just busy helping kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, today's your anniversary.
Let me ask you something. Now, you've been here a long time, obviously, 13th anniversary. Do you hear back from some of the kids that you first met back 13 years ago? Or do they keep in touch with you? Or?
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. And I've been doing this for over 30 years.
Wow.
In Santa Monica, I managed that
club.
Oh,
sure, exactly.
And then they actually pulled me up to Malibu to deal with the teens. They were really having trouble.
And people might be surprised that there'd be a place like that in Malibu.
Exactly.
But everywhere.
The community was like, well, we really don't necessarily need it.
Yeah.
Because they had financial opportunities.
Sure.
But they didn't have stuff that engaged them to become that good character.
Exactly.
And so we role modeled that and created those opportunities. So, yeah, honestly, it's surprising how powerful our words are and our role modeling behaviors, because they do come back and they'll say, you saved my life.
Wow. You know, can you imagine somebody saying that to you? What about that?
That's got to be the reward there.
Of course.
I mean, for everything that you do every day, when you hear somebody say something like that, that's awesome.
That's about as good as it gets.
Well, it does, because it's like when you're in the trenches with them, you're like, will this kid ever learn? And when they come back,
sure.
And they were like, you were there more than our parents. You were there more than anybody else.
Yeah.
You cared about us and look at me now.
Yeah.
You know,
and just needed that little bit of help.
Yeah. And they're contributing to society. They're not taking it.
Right.
So it's really special. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, sure. Let's talk one more time about the big event. Give all the details. Imagine jump on there. It's going to be at your place, Palm Springs Nissan. Bring
October
everybody out.
October 27th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But like I mentioned earlier, come early, stay late, all kinds of food and prizes, all fun stuff with the Boys and Girls Club. Mario Lopez giving away bicycles, iPads. It's just going to be a great event.
This is like a dream for a kid.
It's a great,
cars,
great event.
iPads, bicycles,
and the
Mario
first,
Lopez?
The first 50 people from now to October 27th, if they come in and mention the Mario Lopez event and want to take a test drive, we can put their name down, and the first 50 people will have a meet and greet with a photo op as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Really great.
We're excited.
Should be. All right. Very good. And what about the 2019? Is they in yet?
Oh, yeah, some of them are in. Great deals on 2018s right now. The 2019s are out. There are some deals on those as well. You know, people usually know Mario Lopez by Saved by the Bell. It's going to be Saved by the Deal. Mario Lopez, Saved by the Deal.
Get that out. Appreciate that. That's great. All right. Thank you, Magic. Scott, let's go over all the particulars. Location, phone number, website. And something I meant to ask you earlier, when people volunteer, you look for volunteers? Of course.
Yes. Well, we're outnumbered with the amount of kids that we have on a regular basis.
Right.
So you can come and volunteer. We have, again, tutors, sports coaches. We do cleanups of the club.
Sure.
So different groups.
Gotta keep it nice.
Windermere, you know, came out yesterday. They had like 50 agents helping clean and paint the club. Church groups.
Great.
You know, youth groups can come and help out. But big thing is being at Palm Springs Nissan on Saturday, October 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mario cares. Nissan cares, and the Boys and Girls Club of Cathedral City
cares.
It's
going to be such a great, great, great day. And one more time, how can people get in touch with you? What's where your phone number is at the club, maybe a website or anything like that?
Sure. Well, our website is www.bgcccity.com. org. So there's three C's in there.
I saw, heard all those.
Yeah. Yeah. And our admin office, 760-770-4965. And I usually recommend, come take a tour. And,
yeah, exactly.
And see if it's somewhere where you'd like to help. And if it's not with us, please go to our partners at Palm Springs and Coachella Valley Boys and Girls Clubs and do what you can to help them.
Absolutely. And imagine, let me get you back to give you your location where we can find you, Palm Springs Nissan.
We are Palm Springs Nissan in the Cathedral City Auto Center off of Highway 111 in Perez. The store's phone number is 760-328-2800. And you can check us out on the our website, PalmSpringsNissan.com.
All right, Majid Munsar, Palm Springs Nissan, Scott Robinson from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cathedral City. Thank you both. We appreciate you guys spending a little time with us here on our Eye on the Community on Sunny 103.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.